Okay, so we're on daf of today. So let's look on the Hey on the Bays. We'll begin a few lines from the bottom. We'll begin from three lines above where it gets wide. So the Gemara says on Hey on the Bays, page 10, 5b, it says, Barhedya by Lachidita. Barhedya wanted to bring a get at the Kame de Rabbi Achi. He came for Rabbi Achi, Davamuna Agite. Rabbi Achi was appointed, he's like keeping an eye, supervising everything that's going on with Gittin. If you look at Rashi, five lines in the bottom, Muna Gite, the Kaimalon, Koshin, anybody who's not expert on Gittin Kiddushin should have nothing to do with it, which is a good rule even today, you know, if anybody is you're thinking or whoever's involved. So they would appoint somebody to show them what the right way is. So he's in charge of the seder I get. So back in the Gemara, it says, He said, you have to be there, you know, for each letter. In other words, you're going to be the shliach, and you're going to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So he said, you have to watch each letter being written in the get to certify that it was written l'shma. And even and that would be according to Rabba, who says that, you know, it's that they have to say the Shema, and even according to Rabba, and Rabba also holds like Rabba, that it's Ein Edim Sin L'Kaimo, but once there's a Takana, in other words, the Rabba agrees that they made a Takana b'fanei nechtam, that you have to say it's written, so they shouldn't get confused with Kiyum Shtarot. In other words, Kiyum Shtarot, I need two Edim. This is a case where I need just the Shliach sort of do it, but in Achinami, but the Takanas Kami say to find a Nechtav, so he's got to testify with it. We'll talk shortly. He says, this last narrow line, Atva Kami Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, came for Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Amri later said to him, Lo Tzrichad. He said, no, you don't need to do so much, and Rashi learns, El B'shita Achad. You just have to see one line being written in. He says, on the first white line, B'chitema Abid L'chumra, maybe you'll say, well, I'll be more machmir. In other words, even though Laka is, I only need one line, I'll be machmir, I'll go the whole thing. Nimsta motzilaz, I'll get him a rishonim. So by doing that, you'll be implying that if you didn't do that, you're not doing it properly. So they thought it's like a negative. In other words, if you're more machmir, your motzilaz on the earlier get was taught shortly, on the second white line, Rabba Barakana, Aitikita, Paga Ichatab Kamein, Upaga Lo Ichatab Kamein. So Rabbi Rachana brought a get. Half was written in his presence, half was not. Atzal Kamei Rabbi Lazar came for Rabbi Lazar. Amarlei Apilu Tatavu Elashita Kat Lishma Shubin Otsar. As long as one line is written Lishma, so you don't have to worry about it. So if you look at Tosfos, the last Tosfos, it says Perish Zora Elashita Rishona the Mistama Simu Lishma. In other words, I see the first line, so then I can assume that the rest of the get is also being written Lishma. Now, there's a Rashi later on, I think where Leibowitz referred to this, he makes it sound like that you need all the important elements, the whole Toref, so it's a little trickier with that. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. He says, so Ravashi Amar, Afilu, Kan Kulusa, the Kan Megilta. Rashi says, and on the side he corrects it, Afilu Shama, So Rashi is Tupshakim. Either he hears the quill being prepared and the paper being prepared. That's the one shot, first shot he has with cloth. We don't actually do the get on a cloth, but Rashi says the cloth. Or the other shot is that he hears the quill to the paper. So in other words, he just hears the soaker, like, you know, the quill hitting the paper. And Khan means like it's a noise when the quill strikes the paper. He says, Tani Bak Ravashi, we learn Bryce that supports Ravashi, second line, a maybe get the Medina Yam. If a person brings a get Medina Yam, meaning from outside of Eretz Israel, meaning to Eretz Israel, Apilu Hubabe Babayat, the Sofer Ba'aliyah, even if he, the Shaliach, is in the house, and the Sofer who's writing the get is on the upstairs attic, Hubaliyah, the Sofer Ba'ayat, or Shaliach's in the attic, and the Sofer is in Ba'ayat downstairs. So this, the Gemara is going to touch up what that means, but the Gemara is going to say that even if Sofer was coming in and out the whole day, we'll explain shortly, kasher. Nevertheless, it's kasher, meaning according to this, according to this braisa, the shliach doesn't even have to be physically present in the room where the get is being written, but he's present in the house, and presumably he hears, you know, the sofer ask him, you know, is this, or the man saying to the sofer, I want you to write it, and, you know, and the sofer says, write the shvan, and then he hears him putting the quill to paper. He says, Hubabai for sofer ba'aliyah, says, now, okay, so now the halo kafazilei, he says, now if the shliach in the bayit and the sofer is in the attic, he's going to ask on the braisa, so he's not seeing the writing of the get. He heard the quill hitting either the paper, or he heard the quill being prepared and the paper being prepared. Presumably he heard the husband saying to the sofer, I want you to write this to my wife, you know me, I'm Avram, write it to my wife Sarah, and that works out. Let me just get to the two dots, then we'll summarize, we'll pause, and we'll see. So Amar Mar, around the 10th line, Amar Mar, I feel like the Bryce has said, I feel the Fasi Yotzei Kolyam Kulo Kasher. Even if he, the Bryce doesn't say who he is it going back and forth, holy it's Kasher. So man, who is it that is going back and forth? Yilema Shaliyah, if you say the Shaliyah is going in and out of the house, the Bryce already said, if the sofer is upstairs and he's downstairs, he can still say the funny net, the funny net. So if the sofer is with the husband downstairs and he, the shliach, is walking in and out, so certainly we think he could be good. Says Amir Kasha, Niklas Yotzi Mibaya, Ella Sofer, Ella Sofer. Ella Sofer. So it means the sofer is walking in and out. So the rest is chief, and the of the Yosef and Selena. In other words, he the sofer began to write part of the get. He left, came back, and picked up again. Oh. Why would I pass it out? So lo shrich the nafak the shuka the ata. The sofer went. He went to the marketplace and came back. I might have thought that when he was out in the marketplace, another man said, "You know, I need a get. Or I'm this, that, the other, and maybe he's writing it for that person." Kamashlan, I don't have to worry about that. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did. And then we'll talk for a few minutes. So we spoke about what exactly does the shliach have to see and observe. So it came out from the beginning of the Gemara, it sounds like the shliach has to be present for at least one line of the get. That's what came out from the Gemara. Now, Tosfos said it was the first line of the get. I think there's a Rashi somewhere where Rashi says it's got to be like, it sounds like it's the key element, in other words, like the name and everything else. So the first line, I think, does have the name, but I, you know, there's the text. It'll come up later on. I don't have a Rambam in front of me, but I think in the art school, maybe not this volume. I think there's a text of the get. Maybe he has, but from the Tosfos, it sounds like the first line was written, and the rest of it is written properly. But from this other Rashi, it sounds like the Toref, which is the Yosef just googled again. The advantages of modern communications, and I have the first line. So this get that he showed me, the first line says the date is the first line. That's all it says, the date, really. So let me see. Yeah, so let's see. But from the other Rashi, it sounds like that he needs to see the important elements. Okay, then the Gemara got into the thing, the issue that maybe he doesn't actually see something, he just can hear it. You know, he hears enough, and that the Gemara seemed like that was adequate. Okay, who's the questions, comments, and thoughts? Oh, and one more thing with this. We said two other things. We said that need quotient to get Mekidushin. So Rabbi Levus is mentioning today, he said how there was a rabbi, I don't remember his name, he's Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, is one of his Rebbeim, and he felt that he never wanted to be in the side of Kiddushin because he felt he wasn't expert enough. And the Chavrusa, who had studied with this Rebbe, you know, he said, you know, I think you do. In other words, they went gone through it all. You know, he went through like in Shofar, he knew all the base rules and everything else, but he still didn't want to do it. And then the other thing is this idea about being more machmir, you're mostly laws on if you're more machmir with things. So it's an important ha'ara, So one opinion that Rabbi Levus quoted just related to Ishus. In other words, if I'm more machmir by Ishus, so it's going to cast dispersions on people who got divorced previously, and then that the washing is in question. So maybe it's just limited to ish, not everything else. But then another opinion is everything. But even when we talk about everything, I think here the Gemara is like the Maase with the Bezdin, so he's talking about with the being Machmir, the Chora. That's what it seems to me. Now, okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
I do.
Okay, well, Yosef's got the new one. Second. Yeah, well, they write. They write on a piece of paper. Right, that's great. Okay, what's up, yeah, Vern?
When you kept alluding to presumably, but where does it say, Mefurash, that he has to witness this colloquy between the man and the sofer in terms of the intention? I would think it has to be there because just hearing the quill does not prove that it's done for, you know, lishma.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the way Rabbi Leibowitz, I think, explained it.
What's he basing it on?
And I don't know. But it's hard to imagine, you know, I mean, the testimony is being written to Shema. How would he know that it's from Shema unless he hears something being said, right? And it's hard to imagine, you know, that otherwise.
That just from the quill he can tell
it's Shema. Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody writing a social letter, right? Maybe you don't know what it is. So that's why I assume that's the way it makes sense to me, too. All right, I'm going to move on. Everybody good? Okay, now we're on 10 lines down on Bava Med Aleph. Okay, the two dots. So Itmar, Bavel, Rabba Mar Keres, so Gid, Nushmar, Kliflaris. Now, we mentioned earlier from the beginning of the Masechta that Bavel might be in a different category than rest of Kliflaris, but the Gemara here initially is just talking about if a person brings a Gid from one province to another province, from Medina to Medina within Bavel. We're not talking about Bavel there. So yeah, we'll address that on Amud Beis. Okay, within Bavel. So the question is, if a person brings a get within Bavel, do they have to say Pani Nechtav, Pani Nechtav? So Itmar Bavel, Rav Amar Keres, so again, Rav says it's like Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say Pani Nechtav, Pani Nechtav. Ushvul Amar Chasaris. No, it's like Chasaris. You need to do it. So Lame Bahak Mifrati. So the Gemara says, should we say the Machlok in Rav and Shmuel tracks another Machlok that we've had, the Mar Savar Lepisha in Bekin Lishma. He says, Vahani Gemiri. Perhaps we could say Rav, who holds that Bavel is to Eretz Yisrael Gittin, he holds, like Rava, who holds the main concern is that the Nasobaki in writing at Lishma, so, but Bavel is a lot of Tamid Chachamim there, so they are Baki, and so they don't require say Pani Nechamim. Umar Savar Lepisha in the Mitzvah in the Taimo, Vani Nami Lo Shlifi. Whereas we think that Shmuel says that the reason he has to say Pani Nechtav, Pani Nechtav is because we're afraid the husband's going to show up and say the get was forged, and then we won't be able to find Adam to verify the get. So if the person can say Pani Nechtav, Pani Nechtav, that'll be adequate to fend off the claims of the husband. And here also, within Bavel, the Adam aren't always Mesuyim, in other words, from one province to another province. So that would be the way we would think. But the Gemara says Vatisbra, do you think that makes sense? Rabba, it laid the Rabba. So we said on Shabbos that Rabba, who holds the concern is that it's not the Shema, he also subscribes what Rabba says, Ein Adim Mitzvah L'Kaimo. So everybody subscribes to Ein Adim Mitzvah L'Kaimo. So everybody holds, I need to establish bona fides to the get. Rab Savar, Kimit Ikum Tifta, Mishkashriki. Rab holds that since they have these yeshivas in Babel, it's Surah and Nerida, Rav and Shmuel. So, and the Tamidim go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So, in other words, like, you know, like if I show the signature to the Tamidim, oh yeah, I'm his fellow, yeah, even like that. And there's a lot of learning, so the B'nai Yeshiva will have to recognize it. Ushmuel Savar, that's Rav himself. Ushmuel Savar, the tips of the Gersot Trigi. Shmuel holds, the way Rashi learns, that the Tamidim, they're Osek in their learning. They don't recognize signatures. They're just focusing on the learning. Let's just see the Rashi. He says on the six wide line, narrow line, the Tifta, Yeshivot Kuot, Atapas Ruba Tapanerda, welcome to Mizuzu, Shariah wrote it, Lahen Lamo Torah. So Tamidim go from one Yeshiva to another, and they come from all these different villages to learn Torah. So Rav holds, everybody knows everything. I got like, it's a little bit like, you know, like in yeshiva, you know, you have like a little piece of like the, you know, it's one of the things I like about Rinas Tokanon and the base matters that like people from all different communities, and I can ask and, you know, find out what's going on here, there, and the other place. That's where the yeshivas are. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Itmar Nami, Amar Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba says that in Rav Huna, Asino Atzvenu B'Babel, Ker Shalakitin, Nifi Atta Rav L'Babel. He says that Rav Abba says that in Rav Huna, that we in Babel treated ourselves like we did in Eretz Yisrael, that we're not going to say funny that from the Netzam, from the time that Rav came to Babel. When Rav came to Babel, looks like Rashi, the 10th narrow line, Nifi Atta Rav L'Babel, the Kaba Yeshiva B'Surah, he established the Yeshiva in Surah, which is a city in Babel. And Shmuel was in Neherda, but initially not. The Afagab B'Niri, even though they were very learned in Babel, the Mishagalai Yechaniah LeBabel, Yechaniah was one of the last, not the last king, but one of the last kings of Yehuda, and he went to Galut, I think 11 or 12 years before the Korban Beis Mikdash. So he says, this is Vacheresh Vamaskeri Mo, Lo Paskator Mehem. This is the Pasuk, the Chayresh Lamaskir, went out with him. And we're leaving with saying the Gemara mentioned later on, I think I got a Ched or Pedalid late in Mar Masechta, and Chayresh Lamaskir is a reference to the Tamid Chachamim. In which Yechani went to Dalit and Tamid Chachamim went with him, Chayresh Lamaskir, like when people in their presence, they're quiet. They're the Tamid Chachamim, let them speak. Today it's a little different, you know. Everybody's talking. Anyway, so the... so far so good. So Matthew back in the Gemara, Matthew Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah posed the kasha, Rabbi Hut from our Mishnah. He says, now again, so we think that the machlok between Rav and Shmuel is that Rav holds that, you know, it's chichi, people going back and forth are able to identify the signatures, and Shmuel holds that they don't know what's coming on. So he asks the kasha, Matthew Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Hut Omer recommend Israel. Rechem to Mizrach. In other words, in our Mishnah, the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says, from Rechem to the east has a din in Chutz La'aretz. And Rechem is like the east. This is the Ashkelon to Darom, from Ashkelon to the south, the Ashkelon to Darom, also with like Chutz La'aretz, meaning in those places you do have to say Bani Nechav, Bani Nechav. The Akko to Tzafon, the city of Akko going north, but Akko to Tzafon, and the city of Akko is included with the north. He says, "Vahababel was one of their still title." So he says, "Look, the Mishnah says that all these places you have to say funny nechta, funny nechta." So Rav said that Babel you don't, but the Mishnah seems to contradict it, and he says Babel was the one of the Eretz the thief. And this is a haftorah we're going to have during the 3 weeks. The first of the 3 weeks we have the haftorah. But Yom Hashem Eli b'Tzafon Tipatach Ra'ah. Nabi Yirmiyah says that Hashem said to me, the evil is going to open up from the north. Now, Babel is Iraq. It's really like on the map. It's the east of Eretz Israel. But the way I heard, I think somebody explained to me once, is that, like in the Fertile Crescent, like you hook over. In other words, you don't travel through the desert. It was to be traveling from Babel to Eretz Israel, you follow the arc of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, and then you come down. So it's like Mitzafon from the north. So he says, anyway, Babel is from the north. So that's the kasha. How can we say that Babel has a different din, at least the way Rav wants to say it, when it sounds like it contradicts the Mishnah? It's done, and we learn in addition to which the Mishnah we learn, Rameir Omer Akko to Eretz Sholagit. Rameir says Akko has a din like Eretz Sholagit. But Rameir Rameir looked to Amar Elba Akko to Makarva. So Rameir has a different din by Akko. Sounds like he concedes it's Chutz La'aretz, but it has a din in Eretz Israel. But even he only says Akko about Babel, the Merachla, low. But Baba, which is so far away, even he concede that you have to say Pani Netzam, Pani Netzam. So he says, Hu motiv la, hu mafarik la. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah posed the question, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said they answer the question. That's the best way you ask the question, and you answer the question. He says, Labar mi Baba. So it means that we'll have to explain the Mishnah means these are the situations everywhere outside of Eretz Israel. You have to say Pani Netzam, Pani Netzam, except for Baba. There was time to mention Baba, but it means except for Baba. Right. All right. So who's the questions
you comes? You answered it also just before Rob came.
Yeah. That's an excellent question. I think Tosfos' question is even a better question. So one second. Yeah. So if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What was the question?
Yeah, Yosef asked, the Gemara only said that the halacha in Babel is when Rav came to Babel. That's what the Gemara said. So the Mishnah is compiled before Rav came to Babel. Because Rav is like, you know, maybe a last Tana, but, you know, first generation of a Merayim. So what's the kasha? It's not even a kasha.
Let's look at Tosos.
He says, the Chiyat Rav Lebal appears to confess Rav Yishtigo of Akasha, him came by Park Lanit to be Akal Itzapo, the snake called Mishabal Rav Lebal. That's the Yosef's question. With Farish Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiyat Rav Lebal, the Hora Lanu, to vote Yechan Yishigalui Mo Lebal, Hakarish Lomasier, Dino Yoke Erso Gip. So he says, he explains, Rabbeinu Tam explains Pshan more differently. When Rav came to Babel, he explained that Babel has a different din going back to the time of Yechaniah. In other words, the Korban, before the Korban by Rishon, there's so many Tamim to come in here, you don't need it. That's the way he explains it. He says, the famous Farish Bereshit book called Ma'arvin himself in Ruba. The Lo Garis Amar Abuna Amarav, Sharav Atzmo, Lo Ya'omer, Mithiyat Rav Babel. Ish Mepharish, Mithiyat Rav, Lo Rav Mamash, Ella, Homer Rabban and Bali Torah. Or else, Mithiyat Rav can mean that a lot of rabbis came. It may not be Rav, may not be Rabban. Okay, but an excellent question that Yosef asked. Yeah, what's up? Well, now Rafi's asking a question, and I'll repeat the question 1 minute. Right.
Does not put from one city to the other city that you have to take the Israel.
No. Eretz Yisrael is also one entity. The Mishnah said if you bring from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, but then with the Gemara and the Mishnah said, he said, maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. You know, Sirish Shmopan in the Tzvini Nechdom. Well, that's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, I think we had a whole discussion on Shabbos about what would be from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael. But the point being, though, Babel was Makom Torah. You know, it's interesting. This is many years ago. I took this Revel course, and it was about the Zman HaGaon. And you know, originally, there were only two major works in Zman HaGaon, the Halakha Gedot and the Shiltot. And so it was like a blackout. We didn't really know too much in Zman HaGaon. And then around 1900, Dr. Schechter went to the Geniza in Cairo, and they discovered all these writings from the Zman HaGaon. So this was something that surprised me. There was a letter. It's called a letter from Pirkoi Ben Baboy, and they would have different communities would be in North Africa. There were Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael and Rabbanim in Babel in the time of the Gaonim. And there would be different communities in North Africa, and the communities would either have a kesher with Babel or a kesher with Eretz Yisrael. And they would send their shilas to Eretz Yisrael or to Babel, and then they would send money and financially support Eretz Yisrael or Babel. So this Pirkoi Ben Baboy, he wrote this letter to like a Jewish community in North Africa saying, Like, why would you support, like, link up with the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael? Here in Babel, like, the Torah is so greater. And the Torah, the Hashem is decreed, even, in other words, from the time of Yechaniah, that the Torah is here in Babel. And what it means, like, we're the primary place of Torah. And in Eretz Yisrael, they said, like, I don't know, they found some books, whatever, they're opening up. And they had different psakim, in other words, like, even in Kashrut and a lot of other things, and there was a difference in Nihugim between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. You know, a lot of people think the difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim in the pronunciation of Hebrew goes back to those two Jewish communities between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. And they think, I think that Ashkenazim pronounced, I think, the Hebrew more like Eretz Yisrael, I think, and Sephardim, I think, more like Babel. But wait a second, I got to move on. What's up?
The Gaonim period was 500 years, wasn't it?
I don't know exactly. It's approximately, let's say, for around, like around 600 to around 1100, around 500 years. Okay, so I got to keep moving. Now let's keep moving back on the Gemara. Now the Gemara says we're around 15 lines from the bottom in small dollars. Adhechan hi Babel. Now that we said that Babel, again, we were speaking only about Medina Tzitzin and Babel, so we said that you don't need to say Bani Nechtam, Bani Nechtam. That's what, well, from this Gemara it sounds like. Now he says, what are the boundaries of Babel? In other words, now that I say Babel, it has different meaning. What are the, now we know Babel is the space between the Tigris and the Euphrates, between the Prat and the Chidekel. Tigris is more to the east, and the Euphrates more to the west. So we know it's the land in between the Tigris and the Euphrates, but then the north and southern borders are the ones in question. So the Gemara says that Hechani Babel, Amar Papa, Machloket Yutzin, Taf Machloket Git. So he says, just like there's a Machloket in Kedushin, which we'll have in a few months. In other words, the Gemara takes it, and this also speaks to the superiority of Babel, that they had greater, you know, pedigree, but Yichus and Babel than Eretz Israel. If you look at Rashi, he says, Machloket Yutzin, it's around midway down in the narrow column, the Perak Asra Yutzin, that's the last Perak in Kedushin. Come on, full harasot east of Eretz Israel. All lands are east. That means like it's like got an admixture of things in it. So it needs to be Eretz Israel. Where Eretz Israel east of the Babel means the people in Eretz Israel compared to people in Babel, they're like not such good yichus. So over in that Gemara, Gemara has machloket. So what is Babel? See back in the Gemara. So the same machloket over there will be machloket here. Rav Yosef Amar machloket Yuchsin. He said, Rav Yosef is the machloket by Yuchsin. Rav Gittin, he bring a call at Arba Tinyana Yishra. He says that everybody agrees that this would be the northern border of Babel, would be the second reed swamp after this bridge. In other words, there's a bridge, you know, on top of the Tigris River, you know, high up. And then when you go south, there's one swamp, and then another swamp. So everything south of that swamp is Babel. He says, Rav Chista Matzrich Neach Tisfon LeBay Ardashir, LeBay Ardashir Lach Tisfon, Lo Matzrich. Now, Rav Chista is in Babel. Now, there's a city, Aktisfon. Aktisfon is a historical city, Ctesiphon. It's spelled Ctesiphon. Yeah, Iphon. Yeah, Ctesiphon. Now, in English, the C is silent. It's interesting, though, in the Gemara, you pronounce Ctesiphon, so it's preserving whatever language it was, and that was the capital of the Parthians near Baghdad. So he says, they're on Bay Ardashir and Ctesiphon are on two different sides of the Tigris. The Tigris is the Gecko. So Bay Ardashir is on the west side of the Tigris, which is the Babel proper, and Ctesiphon or Ctesiphon is on the east of the Tigris River. So Rav Chista would require a get brought from Ctesiphon to Bay Ardashir. He would require the Shleich Ctesiphon in the top of Nechav because it's outside of Babel. The Ardashir to Ctesiphon, no match it. But a get that's brought from Babel to Ctesiphon and not. He says, Lame Ksavar, Lepisha, and Bakin, Lishma, the Hani Gemiri. So the Gemara says, should we say that Rav Chista holds, the key thing is we want to establish that the get was written in Shema, and outside of Babel, they're not so expert on that. So in Ctesiphon, they're not so experts, but if I'm being honest, they are, so that's why. So the Gemara says, Batisbara, the Gemara says this again and again. Does that make sense? Bab Rabbah, it laid to Rabbah. Rabbah, who's the one that says, Bekin Lishma, he also subscribes to Rabbah that we have to, you know, be concerned about the availability or non-availability of Edim. So that's why we need him to do it. Ella, Bekulianam Abin Lekaimah. So everybody agrees that is concerned I have about the availability of Edim. Bahani, Kevin La'azul Shuk Lahatam, Harki Adi Bechati Yada Dahani. So he says a lot of people that are this year would go to the market in Ctesiphon. In other words, Ctesiphon is outside of Babel. But they would go and buy and sell things there. And they would write Shtarot, I owe you, you know, $10,000 or whatever, and they would sign their names. So the people in Ctesiphon recognize the signatures of the people from Bay Ardashir. Is the honey but the Hanukkah Yadi. But the people from Bay Ardashir, they weren't familiar with the signatures of the people in Ctesiphon. In other words, they go to Ctesiphon to do business, but they don't look at the signatures of the people over there. My Taima, why not? Is Shukaya tree. They're busy with their own stuff. They're busy, you know, trying to buy goods and sell the goods, but they're not familiar with the signatures of the people there. So that's why Rav Chista said, so if you bring from Bay Ardashir Ctesiphon, so everybody in Ctesiphon recognizes the signatures from the people from Bay Ardashir. But from Ctesiphon to Bay Ardashir, they don't know, recognize their signatures. Now the Gemara mentions three Chachamim who lived in Mechuza, and they had different requirements, and we'll see in a minute. Rabba Bar Avua, Arsa La Arsa. So Rabba Avua required within the city of Mechuza, he required from one row of homes to another one, if you're bringing a get. In other words, you're going one block down, you have to say, Pani Dekham, Pani Dekham. And the Gemara will explain in a minute why Mechuz is different. He says, Rav Sheshet Masri Ech Mishkun Mishkunah. Rav Sheshet required, when you bring it again from one shkuna to another shkuna, and Rashi says the shkuna is three helms. We have this also in Erevin, but it says three helms. The Rava Masvit Ota Shkuna. Rava himself requires, even in the same neighborhood, there's like you bring the get, and it's like stones throw away, you have to say funny that's a funny that come. This is Baha Rava Huda Amar Shunakaimo. But Rava says the whole concern is Rava is the one who said that I'm concerned that I won't have another Adam if it's just, you know, like down the block, whatever, the same shkuna, you know, or what does he say from one shkuna to another shkuna? So why do I need to have planning to find the next time? So Shani B'nai Mechuza denied it. So B'nai Mechuza are different because they're always on the move. Look at Rashi, denied it. Ina Mishtan Vatayan, they don't stick around their homes. Shetrum Biskor, they're busy with business. They makir Nechatimah Chabenim, nobody knows anybody, and they're all busy doing everything. So it's like a zero. So therefore, they have to say it even there. Now, the first very wide line downstairs. Rav Chanin Mishtai. Rav Chanin is told the following story. Rav Kahana Aiti Gita. Rav Kahana brought a get. Below Yadana, he threw the Neherda and the Neherda the Surah. I don't know, Rav Chanin says, whether it was from Surah to Neherda or from Neherda to Surah, but he brought a get from one to the other. But either way, they're both in Bavel. They're both places where the yeshivas are. Atvakami de Rav. So Rav Kana came for Rav, he's the Amalek, Shrikal Neymar, Panin the Panin Netam, below Shrikal. Do I need to say Panin Netam, Panin Netam? Remember, Rav above said that Baba was Eretz Yisrael Gittin, so you would think that he would say no. So Amalek, below Shrikal. So he said, no, you don't need to say it. So turn page, B, but he says, here's the key line on Amadeus, the top line, the Ahanet, the Abadet, Ahanet. But nevertheless, if you did make that declaration, it's very effective. My Iyavada Dahanit, what does that mean if you did it, it's effective? He says, the Ati Baal Ma'are Lomashina Bay, meaning if you make that statement, even though you don't need to make the statement, but if you make the statement, then it'll.
Send your headaches.
Right. It'll block the husband from later on coming in and making tinnitus, of course, the other, because once he, the Shlith, made the statement, there's history with this. He says, the Ati Baal Ma'are Lomashina Bay, to the tiny third line. There was an incident with one person who brought a get before the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Do I have to make this declaration? It sounds like Rabbi Shmuel is in Eretz Israel. So Amarlo, Rabbi Shmuel said, where are you coming from? Amarlo, Rabbi, I'm from this village. He says, Amarlo, Tzricha Talamar, Panidatha Panidatham. He says, no, you do have to make the statement. Why? So that the wife will not have to worry about ever producing Adam. That's why you have to make it. After this person left the presence of Rabbi Shmuel, Niftasafav Rabbi Lai. Rabbi Lai came to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Lo, Rabbi Lai said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, look, Farsi Sai moved blood, but to come Eretz Israel, who krobel the Yotermi Ako. So Farsi Sai is Mublad, means it's outside from where it's trail, but it's like a finger sticking in the border, like I thought Shabbat about Latrum, you know, used to stick into the border in Eretz Israel. So it sticks in, it's like surrounded by Eretz Israel, and it's a lot closer to Tikori than Akko. In other words, like all the Jews, they're concentrated in the Galil, in the Tikori area, that's where everybody is. So Akko is also outside of Eretz Israel, but there was an opinion that Gemara says, which not Rebbeir Omer, Akko to Eretz Israel, get. Now, I was saying that Rameir says the Akko is feel like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. So, Bahil Rabbanon lo pli'il ed Rameir el ba'akko the Maraka. And even the Chamin who Mephulak was mayor is Akko because it's far away from where all the Jews live. Yeah, about Farsi Sai the Makarva, lo. But everybody would agree with Farsi Sai that you don't say Pani Nithanitham. So, Amalos Rabbi Shmuel said, Shtok and Ishtok. He says, now be quiet. He says, Ho will be Yatsa the Barbahet there, Yatsa. He says, it means that. In Achinami, Rabbi Shmuel is saying he didn't have to make that statement. But if he makes a statement, it helps them. That's what he's saying. He says, so the word is Ayu Nami Aiden Ta'amar Lay. So but Rabbi Shmuel said that explicitly. And he said earlier on line 8, he says, do I have to say it or not? And he said, you should say it, Shlok Spikla Aidim, and it was to help the wife out. So Lo Simua Kame. In other words, they didn't tell this Rabbi Lai, the whole story. Rabbi Lai didn't know everything that had transpired, And
he thought you have to say it.
Right. He thought you have to do it like Yosef's saying, but no, it's just you don't have to, but it helps if you do it that way. Okay, let me pause for a second, and we'll take a few questions, comments, and thoughts. Any questions, comments, and thoughts?
So it's like an Eitzah Tova to say it. Just...
Right. Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, so around 20 lines down on Bavam Beis. Shalatli Rebbe Yatar L'Rav Chisda. Now, Rebbe Yatar is an Eretz Yisrael. He sends the following mission to message for Rav Chisda in Babel. Yitin Abayim Yisham L'Kan Ein Sarakum Far Panin Netzah Panin Netzah. So now we get into the issue of the get is going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Right. So Rebbe Yatar is just making a halachic statement. Rebbe Yatar says that a get that's brought from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Sif Panin Netzah Panin Netzah. So Gemara says, should we say that Rebbe Yatar, he holds, this is like I think the third time today that Gemara is into this thing, he holds that the issue is to say Panenetta because the people are not Tabaki the Shema, and the Babel the Baki, he isn't the learned, but Tisbara, and therefore he says, you don't need to say it. Does that make sense? But Rabba, it laid the Rabba. Rabba holds from Rabba that that is true. Rabbi is concerned about that, but he's also concerned about, you know, the student made in Lekaimo. So Elo, the Queen being Lekaimo. Everybody requires, you know, a statement or clarification of the Adam or the true Adam. We came to Ika Rabim the South Kibanachti Mishka Shizu. But since there are a lot of people who go back and forth between Babel and Eretz Israel, so it's not a problem. Everybody's going back and forth. So let's take a look. Okay, now Amar Rav Yosef, Man Leimalan, Rav Yatar Bar Samkohu. So Rav Yosef says, who says that Rav Yatar is so reliable? And it was Rav Yatar, he's the one who passed it. He's like, Erhatka Paskin. So, you know, Erhatka Zuck. In other words, he says that you don't need to say Panin of Kinefa. So Rav Yosef says, who says he's so reliable? Va'od, and now he's going to try to prove that Rabbi Yatar was not reliable. Va'od, ha'yu d'shalatle the Rabbi Yehuda, he, Rabbi Yatar, sent the following message to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is actually in Babel, so he says, B'nei Adam ha'olim misham l'kan, people who make aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, in kimu ba'atzmon, this is Rabbi Yatar speaking in his letter, now there's a pasuk in Yoel, v'yinu ha'yelad b'zona, that they gave a child as payment to his owner, in other words, they're giving their own children as payment to his owner, and they sell their daughter because they want wine. In other words, they're horrible people, they're selling off their kids for his nus and for wine. And he says, and he was saying so that Rabbi Yaakov was writing to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tamidim who were dumping their wives and family to come to Eretz Israel, he didn't think they were doing the right thing. Let's look at Rashi, the sixth narrow line, by Nua Yelan Kule, Shumishtayan to Eretz Israel, that they come to Eretz Israel, they leave here, you know. He said, you know, there's no email, no things like this. Yeah. I'm here studying Torah. Anyway, so he says, Ubanikam the Shotain Aguno to Batalami Piri Varivia. So the wives are tied up with them and they're not Osek Piri Varivia. She's not Kelbeinam Yulatim Yuladot. And like they don't, like the kids, like they're not concerned about the kids and the whole thing. So back in the Gemara, he says, now here's the key. Back in the Gemara, four lines above Rekitz Y, the Katav lay below Sirtin. So he wrote, he's trying to prove, Rabbi Yosef is trying to prove that Rabbi Yatar doesn't know what he's doing. He wrote a Pasuk in his letter, and he wrote the Pasuk without Sirtin. Sirtin is when you, like, you're right, you make a line, you like incise a line in the document. He wrote the Pasuk without putting a line. But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Stein Potin. Rabbi Yitzchak says, that two let words you could write without sirta, shaloshin quoted, but three words from a pasuk you can't write without sirta. He says, "Bamanita tana," and the Bryce we learned shalosh quoted, that three words you could write, arba in quoted, but four you can't write. So anyway,
there's more than four,
right? So he was right. He, right. So the argument is he's not so reliable. So Amalei Abaye again, Rabbi Yosef and Abaye are in Babel. So Amalei Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, and Abaye is one who started Rabbi Yosef's learning when he forgot it. He says, Atu Kodol Yada has Rabbi Yitzchak Lav Gav Rabahu. I mean, if somebody doesn't know the statement, this halacha for Rabbi Yitzchak, so he can't be a great person if he doesn't know the statement from Yitzchak. There's no Milton to tell you the Svar Alachai. So if he would say something that's following the Svara, and the Svara is far from Svara, right? I say, this is Yachar, this is the opposite. How can you rely on it? Yeah, that's a good argument. He says, that's fine. Ha, Gemara, this is Gemara, it seems you have to have a story that he's doing this. Gemara lo shmili, he didn't hear this. That's so horrible. Okay, bye-bye. The ode, Harav Yatar, who to ask him Mari Al-Yadi, in addition to which, and now Abayi is proving that Rav Yatar is a reliable person. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. We'll see in a minute. He says, the theme, it says a pasuk in the Nevi'im, but is not allowed to be like show. So if you remember, there's an incident at the end of Sefer Shoftim, Pilegish Begiva, where a man is traveling and his Pilegish runs off, and then he goes and she runs back to her father's house, and then he goes back to retrieve the Pilegish. And anyway, so the people end up, you know, abusing the Pilegish and killing her, and leads to a whole war with Klal Yisrael, a very sad chapter. So it says the Pibat is not allowed to let show. How does he translate that? One second. He said, yeah, strayed from him. Yeah. So she strayed from him. We'll see in a minute. So Rabbi Yatar Amar, Zvuv Matzala. Rabbi Yatar says, what was the machloket between the man and his Pilegish? Rabbi Yatar says, he found a fly, and we'll see where he found the fly. Rabbi Yonatan Amar, Nima Matzala. He says that he found a hare. But Ashke Rabbi Yatar, so the machloket between Rabbi Yatar says fly, Rabbi Yonatan says Nima, a hare. So the Ashke Rabbi Yatar Eliyahu, Rabbi Yatar encountered Eliyahu and Avi. Amarlei, Maika Avida Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing? So Amarlei Asik Pilegish Begiva. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is focused on this incident with Pilegish Begiva. He's going over the whole sugya. Maika Amar, so Rabbi Yatar says, boy, what is he saying? So Amarlei, he says, Eliyahu says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Eviatar B'ni Kachu Omer, that my son Eviatar says it's his zavuv, that there was, in other words, that the man found a fly, and wherever he found the fly, we'll see it. And then as a result of that, there was an argument, she ran away. He says, Yonatan B'ni Kachu Omer, my son Yonatan, or Yonatan says that he found the hair. So Amarlei, so Yach says, Eliyahu, Kas Shom, he can speak to Tami Shemaya. How could that be? And then there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what the MS is. How can it be stopping for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So Amarlei, so Eliyahu and Nabi says back to him, both opinions are the true MS. How so? That first he found a fly, like Rabbi Yatar said, but he was willing to let that pass. Nima Matzah Hikri. He found a hair, and that he was upset about. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zavuv b'ta'ara, that the fly he found was in his pot of food, the nima ba'oto makom, the hair was in her genital region. Zavuv b'isuta, that the zavuv is mias, it's like disgusting to have it in the food, but he let that pass. The nima sakanta, the nima he felt it was sakana. So Rashi says, Rashi says, like, it could lead to him being seriously injured. We'll talk in a minute. And then he says, Higada Amri, others say, Idi Bakara. Others say, no, he found both everything in the pot of food. He says, Zavuv Onsa, but the fly, if he's onus, you know, you can't help the fly comes in. The Nima Pshuta, but the Nima, that was due to her negligence, that got him all upset. In other words, like, Rabbi Lee was saying, she didn't wear a hairnet or whatever. I mean, now, again, so we started in this to try to say that maybe Rabbi Yatar isn't so, you know, reliable. And that's what Rabbi Yosef was saying. But it came out, it's true, he wrote the Pasuk, but he didn't do Sirtuf. I mean, not everybody hears Rabbi Yitzchak. In addition to which, we see a Kaddish Baruch who was quoting Rabbi Yatar's learning. So Rabbi Yatar, it was interesting, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying the fact that he's discussing with El Yawanavi doesn't seem to be enough. Kaddish Baruch Hu. All right, so now he says here, let me wrap up today's daf. Now, we're 5-6 lines from the bottom, and then we'll pause. We'll take some questions. Amrav Chista, Lulama Yatildam Eima Yitir Beto. A person should not instill a lot of fear in his home. In other words, like the man shouldn't be like a monster. Sharei Pilegish Begiva In other words, this whole incident with Blanche Begiva came about, she was afraid of this guy, and so she runs away back to her home, and then he comes back, and then the people say, who's here? And then they end up, they want the Pilegesh, and they violate the Pilegesh during the day, and they kill her, and then it was a horrible thing. So he says here, Amar Gimel Rav, whoever instills excessive fear in his household, so in the end, he comes to three aveirot: gilui arayot, like sexual immorality, ushvichut dami, murder, the chilul shabbat, and the desecration of Shabbos. So, let's see Rashi. Everybody look at Rashi. Gilui arayot, shemagiz man tefilata. Let's say it's the time for the woman to go to the mikvah, and the man wants to have relations with her. But it's cold out. You know, they didn't have maybe heated mikvah. But he rail omar lo tabalti. She's afraid to say to him, I didn't go to the mikvah. You know, it's freezing. I don't feel like going to the mikvah now. She's afraid to say to him. He says, umashamash tonida. And he ends up having relations with her when she's anita. So that leaves the gilui arayot. Then he says, shvichutamim leads to murder. He says, ki hafa, like with the incident with Pilegesh Begiva. Oh, hamim shibaracha mipanav. Or sometimes a woman is running away from the husband, but a fellow b'achar pachatim obegeshin, she falls into a hole or on a bridge. That's the way it sounds like from the Rashi. Let's see, one second. All right, migesher, she falls from a bridge, right? Okay, then b'chilul shabbat, this five lines from the bottom, hamim shaban leket ner, o mevashelet mishecha shecha. Sometimes she'll light a candle or cook after nightfall on Friday night with ne'emato, v'hu'eno yodea. In other words, let's say she forgets to light the candles on time, or she forgets to cook everything on time. She's afraid to say to the husband, you know, dear, we don't have any food cooking for tonight, or I'm sorry, the house is so dark, we don't have any light. You know, I've got to light a candle, and the monster's going to come out. So she ends up being Michal Shabbos, but in the end, you know, she's being Michal Shabbos, but he also, you know, is violating Maasei Shabbos because he's benefiting from things that were cooked on Shabbos, you know. So that doesn't work out well. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana had the Amri Rabbanan Shoshad Rim Sarichat Al-Lamar B'tok B'Torah B'Shabbat M'Chashaycha Yisvetem Rav Temel Likud on air. So I think we're all familiar with this from the Mishnah B'Memad Likin that we recite every Friday night. There are three things a person has to say this Friday night. I don't think we say it because it's Yantiv, but we normally would say it. He says, like, you have to say with nightfall, he's pretend, did you take the maaso from the food? And then, Eirapem, did you make an Eirube Chatzero? Did you make an Eirube Chatzero so we can carry? And then, Alikud Aner, like the candle. So, Tzariach, front page on the top line, Zaymal, the main Rub, Benichut, you have to say it very calmly and softly. In other words, you don't want to, like, terrify everybody, otherwise you get false answers. You know, hey, Rav Tem, it'll kill me. You know, do I say Yisra Tem? You know, I'm afraid to say the right answer. So the Gemara says on the second line in Zayin Amid Aleph, Am Rav Ashi, Analo Shemili had the Rabba Bar Rachana. Rav Ashi said, I never heard the name of Rabba Bar Rachana, but saying it calmly, but Kiyam Tem Yisvar. Based on Svara, I did it. So, like, I was able to intuit that that's a logical thing to do. All right, now. All right, one second. Now, all right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. Now, there's a whole discussion.
How about, can you speak about the fear of Rashi with the hair in the genitals as far as, I believe they're talking about Kruchufcha. I cannot imagine how that is possible.
Yeah, so well, I'll read the Rashi and translate, but more I don't know how to say. So 10 lines to the bottom, Nima Bo Tamakom, the Darkana Yala Shirda Sayar, below Sifun Boala. So their derech was like remove all the genital hair, not to endanger her paramour. So Kruchafta, the man would, you know, be injured in his genitals. And Shum the Sakatu, somehow I don't know what to say. That's it. All right, let me just do a little bit with this. This is interesting here, and then we'll wrap it up. The Ritva writes, this is from the Doc Digest. The Ritva writes that parchment used for tefillin does not have to be scored, seared to it. The reason is that since there's no obligation to check one's tefillin, sure they are valid, there will not be anyone who will be reading them. Mezuzahs, on the other hand, must be checked and read once every 7 years. I think it's read twice in 7 years. He says, so the parchment must be scored. The statement that tefillin do not have to be checked is repeated in Shulchan Aruch. The rules that tefillin that have a presumption of being kosher do not have to be checked. If, however, the tefillin are worn only occasionally, they must be checked twice every 7 years. The Magen Avraham advises examining tefillin, since there's a concern that perspiration may have damaged the tefillin, although he does not write how frequently they should be checked. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oreba commented that nowadays, custom is that we no longer examine tefillin unless there is a specific concern. The reason is that nowadays tefillin are made following the highest standards and is using the best material, so it's unlikely that perspiration will damage the tefillin. Furthermore, opening tefillin often creates more issues than it solves, so it's safer to keep them closed and rely on the presumption that they are kosher. A similar logic is found regarding mezuzahs. Now, what I've heard, what Rav Simon, I think, has said, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says like this, that, in other words, we did in the Gemara that the mezuzahs have to be checked twice in 7 years, but that assumes they didn't have, like, heating and cooling. In other words, like, the house is subject, but I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says, like, today, like, the mezuzahs are inside the house, so they're better preserved, so you don't have to check it twice in 7 years. But the outside ones, some posts can write that a mezuzah is contained in a glass container that's protected from the elements, does not have to be examined even after a long period of time has transpired. This approach, however, represents the letter of the law. Pious and righteous people exercise a greater degree of caution and have their tefillin checked once a year during the month of Elul, which is a time for people to be generally more cautious about proper fulfillment of mitzvot. So he says here that some posts can say a mezuzah that's in a glass container and protected from the elements does not have to be examined even if a long period of time has transpired. But there's more concern, obviously, with the mezuzahs that are outside the house. Clearly more concern with that. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap it up unless anybody has questions. Okay? Okay, let me look up the recording. Hold on.
Rabbi, when they say glass, they talk.